Okay, good morning. We are, today's daf is daf Samach. We are on the bottom of page Nun Tes Amud Beis. So the Gemara is dealing with the Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches that the Minchas Chote, the offering of the sinner, that is someone who mistakenly walked into the temple when he was impure, then he realizes that he was impure, so he's supposed to bring a sin offering. If he can't afford an animal, he brings two birds. If he can't afford two birds, he brings a mincha, he brings a sinful flower offering. So the Torah says about that offering, lo yasim aleha shemen velo yitein aleha levona. He's not allowed to place on it oil, he's not allowed to put on it spices, that there's a prohibition of putting oil or spices upon the Minchas Chote. So the Gemara had quoted a Braisa, where the Braisa said that if someone puts spices on the Minchas Chote, so then he should just pick the spices off. And if before he picked the spices off, he had a thought of out of time, or had a thought of out of place, so that would disqualify it. And if when he picked the spices off, he had a thought of out of time, that would make it piggle. So let's start at that point. Ask the Gemara, I don't understand. If you have spices on and he has a bad thought, to have a pach, let it be as bad as a whole container of oil spilling on it, which you can't pick off, and it's just ruined. V'amai pasla b'machshava. Why would your thoughts be able to disqualify it? Tachlihu, once the spices are on it, it is rejected. Once it's rejected, it's pushed off of the temple. So no thought should be able to impact it at all. So now we have several answers. Amar Abaye, Abaye answered, number one, the verse says about the Minchas Chote, Chatas. The Torah says, it is called a Chatas. Lo yasim aleh ha-shemen, lo yitein aleh levona, ki Chatas hi. So since it's called a Chatas, the Torah is saying even when it has spices on it, it's still called a Chatas, it's still called a carbon that negative thoughts can impact it. Answer number two. Rav Amar, Rav said, "Hamani Chanan Mitzrihi." Who is this Brisa? It's the view of Chanan Mitzri, the less lay dechuyin, who doesn't believe in the concept of things being pushed aside. The Tanu Lintun of Brisa, Chanan Mitzri Omer, Chanan Mitzri says, "Afilu dam bekos." Even if the blood of the Sa'ir La Hashem, of the goat for God, is already in the cup, and then the goat that's supposed to go to Azazel dies, so what? Maybe Chaver Shaloba Agrala. So now bring another goat and put that other goat into the service. You don't need to do a new picking of the lots, which is going to be the goat for Hashem and which is going to be the goat La Azazel and Mazaviglo, and you can pair it up with this cup of blood. Because the fact that right now when the goat La Azazel died doesn't create a status of Dachoy, that the goat, the blood of the goat La Hashem has been rejected and therefore it stays rejected. He doesn't believe in this concept of Dachoy. And Rav Ashi said, Kol Shabiyada, wherever a person has the ability to repair something, lo havidachui, that's not considered pushed off. So here, what's the problem? There are spices on top of the Minchas Chote. When you're having the wrong thoughts, you can always pick those spices out. So since it's in your hands to repair it, it's not considered pushed off. Amar Rav Adar, Rav Adar said, kavasid Rav Ashi mistamer. This answer, this last answer, the answer of Rav Ashi, that's what makes sense, that is the right answer. Why? Who's the one who we heard holds of the idea that if something is pushed off, it's pushed off? Rabbi Yehuda, it's the view of Rabbi Yehuda. It's not as much in a Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, furthermore, let's say you have the two goats, the goat La Hashem and the goat for Azazel on Yom Kippur, and Nishbach Adam, the blood of the goat for Hashem, spills. So now the goat La Azazel, the goat to the wilderness, has been pushed off, because now it can't be offered, because it doesn't have a goat for Hashem. So now you don't just bring a new goat for Hashem. Yamasa Mishtalech, this goat that was supposed to go to the wilderness, now has to be put to death, because it is Dachi. And you bring another two goats, and you'd start over the service. Mesa Mishtalech, let's say it's the goat that's supposed to go to the wilderness that dies. Then the goat that was killed as a Sar Hashem, whose blood is in the cup, Yishafech Adam, the blood has to be spilled. You can't just replace the goat for the wilderness, you have to replace both. Okay. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. That's the idea of Dachui. But where you have in your own hands the ability to fix something, Rabbi Yehuda holds it doesn't get pushed off. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. In regards to Karban Pesach, we learned this in Masechta Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says, at the end of the day of all the slaughtering of the Karban Pesach, The Kohen used to take a cup, fill it with the blood on the floor, and throw it onto the altar, thinking that, you know, if some carbon Pesach blood spilled, if let's say there was one carbon that its blood didn't get to the Mizbeach, some of its blood is going to be in this cup, and it's going to get up onto the Mizbeach. So one second. But this blood spilled onto the floor, so it became dachui, became pushed aside. Why is it going to be able to go onto the Mizbeach? The answer is, since it was in his hands to always pick it up, it's not considered dachui. So you see that this is the idea, that if it's in your hands, if you have the ability to fix it, it's not considered dachui. So that would be the case here too. The minchas chote with spices on it is not dachui, because a person can always take the spices off. So since he can take the spices off, it's in his hands to repair it, it's not considered pushed aside, and it should stay pushed aside. And that's why negative thoughts could have an impact when the spices are on.
Rabbi, the goats, they were always double, right?
Mm-hmm.
One for Beit HaMikdash, one for Azazel. Am I correct?
On Yom Kippur, that's right.
So one of them goes wrong, what does that mean? I mean, they have to replace both of them again the same
time? If you think of Dachui, that if something is pushed aside for a moment, it stays pushed aside. So if one goes wrong, you have to replace both. But if you think that there is no such thing as dachui, so one was pushed, one is gone, so this I can't offer the other one, so I'll just replace this one that was lost, because it was pushed aside for a moment. That doesn't create a lasting status of being pushed aside. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Yosef. Now getting to a new topic. How much oil and how much spices put on a minchas chote is a violation. So Rav Yitzchak, the son of Rav Yosef, said the name of Rav Yochanan, Nasan Mashu Shemen. Al gabe kizayis mincha, if he put even a little bit of oil on top of an olive worth of the mincha from the minchas chote, pasal, he has disqualified. My time of why? Because the Torah says, lo yasim aleha shemen. So the word lo yasim, do not place, means sima kolduru, a placement of something, a partial placement. And it says lo yasim aleha, you shouldn't place on it. That implies that the ikashiura, but the mincha itself has to be the right amount. It has to be an olive worth that's placed on it.
So what's the answer? Is it some or is it an olive worth?
A little bit of oil on an olive worth of a mincha, on an olive worth of a flour.
And if there is any mistake, lashes involved. Am I right?
No, for mistakes you don't get lashes. For deliberate placement, you'd get lashes. I'm Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, I'm Rav Yochanan. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef said further than Rav Yochanan, Nasan kizayis levona. This was in true. This is about the oil. It says lo yasim alei shemen. In regards to the levona, it says lo yitein alei levona. So Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochna, nasan kizayis levona. In regards to the spices, if he placed an olive worth of spices al gabe mashu mincha, something of the mincha, possibly disqualified. My time or why? Because it says lo yitein alei levona ksiv. That's to say, adiika nesina, lo yiting. He will not place. So placing, that implies a nesina, implies a full giving, that's a full kezayis. It's not like the word sima, which sounds like anything. However, it says here also, aleha. Aleha is saying on it. So, so it says aleha. So aleha, as we just said, means on it meaning a kazayas. So we have really two times where the verse is saying a kazayas. It's saying, do not place any spices on it. So that on it meaning a kazayas, do not place any spice on a kazayas. And it says, do not give oil on it. So again, on it would mean a kezayis. So when you have two repetitions, havi ribui acharibui, so that's the situation of including, and then again including. The word aleha is saying a kezayis, and the word aleha is again saying a kezayis. So we have a rule, in ribui acharibui ela lema'et, when you have two inclusions, right, just like a double negative is really a positive, when you have an inclusion and then another inclusion, it's actually an exclusion. So therefore, here, for the law of the prohibition of spices, it's actually saying even less than a kazayas. Even less than a kazayas would be a problem. Ikadami, another version, another way of saying it, Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Yosef, Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Yosef said, Rav Yochanan had a question. Nasan mashu shemen al gabi kazayas mincha. If he put a little bit of oil on an olive worth of a mincha, mahu, what's the law? Mi bin an sima kinesina. Do we say that the word sima has to be like the word nesina, so it would have to be a full kazayas? Olo, or maybe the word sima is not compared to the word nesina, like the first version, and the word sima just means even a partial amount, also creates a problem. And according to this version, teku, we don't know what's the law about a little bit of oil on a kezayis of the mincha. According to the first version, we do know that it is a problem. According to the second version, we are not sure about this. Yeah, question?
Yeah, we said, you know, the spice and the oil on it.
Right.
Why doesn't it say mix it?
Well, spices don't necessarily mix, but that's what the language of the Torah was to place on it.
At the end of the day, that's what they mean, mixing by
it. With the spices, just, and even with the oil, it's just putting the oil on it is already a problem. Even if it wasn't mixed, it's already a prohibition.
Uh-huh.
So now we had the next line of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah actually said, what about putting a vessel with oil on top of a vessel that has a mincha? So the Mishnah said, Nasan shemen al shiyareha. If you put the oil on the leftovers of the mincha, that wouldn't be a violation, even though the leftovers of the mincha can't be made into chametz, but putting oil onto it is not a violation. And then the Mishnah said, if you put a vessel with oil on top of a vessel that has in it a mincha, that also does not disqualify it. Tan Rabbanan, the source for this is the following. Linden of Brisa, the verse says, Lo yasim aleha shemen, he shall not place on it oil. V'lo yitein aleha livona, he shall not place on it the spices. Yachal, I might have thought to say, b'shnei kohanim. The verse is talking about two different kohanim. In other words, if one kohen put on oil and another kohen put on the spices, then they both would have violated the sins. One, the sin of putting oil, and the other, the sin of putting in the spices. But maybe if one kohen puts on both oil and spices to the minchas chote, maybe it's only one sin. Tamaloma, that's what the verse says, aleha, on it, begufa shel mincha, kasam edav, v'lo b'kohen. The Torah is focusing on the mincha. It's saying, don't put on it the oil. Don't put on it the spices. So if on this mincha there was both oil and spices placed, then there would be two prohibitions. Yachol, maybe, lo yitin kli, maybe there's even a prohibition of putting a vessel with oil on top of a vessel that has a mincha on it, in it. Maybe you can't put a vessel on top of a vessel. And if you put a vessel, let's say a cup with oil on top of the pan that has in it the flour, it would disqualify. That's what it says. On it, as Baruch quoted, the verse is only referring to the very body of the mincha, namely the flour. It can't get oil on it. Yeah, question, Almug.
So if you put the oil first, then you put the levona afterwards, you can't fix it anymore once you put the oil in. You can't clean the oil out, right?
You can't clean the spices out.
Yeah, but if you put the oil first.
Right, yeah.
And then you put the levona, why do you use levona?
Oh, nice. I think that's the pasuk.
Because we had this whole conversation about levona.
Right, and we've had earlier situations, right, like in regards to chimutz. We said if it already is disqualified as yotze, it can't be further disqualified with chametz. So you're saying if it's already disqualified with oil, it shouldn't be able to be further disqualified with spices. But I think that the fact that the pasuk puts them both together is to say that you could have one on top of the other, I think. Right, presumably, what would a non-kohen be doing with it, right? I mean, he shouldn't be standing in that area of the Beit HaMikdash, probably. But the truth is, it could be anyone, if anyone.
A regular Israel can also add the oil.
Yeah, if he did, he'd be violating this prohibition.
Same problem, yeah.
All right, now we have a new Mishnah. Talking again about the different Karbanos Mincha. Yesh Tunos Hagasha. There are some Karbanos Mincha that require a presentation, presenting the mincha to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. They ain't tunas tnufa, but they do not require any waving. Then there are menachos that require hagasha utnufa. They require a placement plus a waving. Then there are menachos that require tnufa. They require waving below hagasha, but do not require a placement. And then there are menachos that require, they don't have any requirements, lo tnufa below hagasha, neither the waving nor the placement. And again, the same list as we had yesterday. The following menachos require being presented to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, but they do not need to be waved. Mincha sasolas, a man who says, I'm donating a mincha. So then he has to donate solas, fine flour. Doesn't have to be waved. Amachvas, a person who donated a mincha of loaves made in a frying pan. Amarcheshes, and a person donated a mincha of loaves made in the marcheshes pan, which as we'll see is a deeper pan. Vachalos, a person who donated a mincha of chalos, presumably that is, you know, a little bit of bigger loaves. Rekikin, someone who donated a mincha of rekikin of thin loaves. In other words, both chalos and rekikin is when he said, I'm donating a ma'afetanur, I'm donating baked items. So it could be 10 chalos, it could be 10 rekikin. Minchas kohanim, a mincha of kohanim has to be presented, doesn't need to be waved. U minchas kohen mashiach, the mincha of the kohen gadol, the minchas chavitin. Minchas Nachbin, the mincha of non-Jews. If non-Jews donate a mincha, it has to be presented. It doesn't need to be waved. Minchas Nashim, a mincha donated by women. Uminchas Chote, and the mincha that we were just talking about, the mincha of a sinner, someone who walked into the temple when he was impure, then he realized afterwards that he had been impure when he went into the temple and he's too poor to afford an animal or birds. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Minchas Kohanim, Minchas Kohen Mashiach, the mincha that a Kohen donates, or the mincha that of the Kohen Gadol, Ein Ben Agasha, they don't get presented to the southwest corner, Lefish Ein Ben Kmitza, because there isn't no fistful taken out of them, they are burned in their entirety on the fires of the Mizbeach, the Kosh Ein Ben Kmitza, Ein Ben Agasha, something which doesn't have a fistful taken out of it, doesn't have presentation to the corner of the altar. The Gemara now has the same line we had yesterday. Amar Rav Papa said, Kol Echad Etnan, all of these types of these Mishnayos, where we have these lists, talks about Chalos, talks about Rekikin, Eser Etnan, it's saying that if a person is donating a Minchas Ma'afetan or a Mincha of baked items, it could either be 10 Chalos or 10 Rekikin, but not half and half. It's saying that 10 of them should be donated. My Kamash, what's the point? La'afuk mid Rabbi Shimon, against Rabbi Shimon. To Amar, who says that when a person donates a ma'afetanur, he's allowed to give mechza chalos and mechza rekikin yavi. He can bring half of them as chalos, half, 5 chalos and 5 rekikin. Kamash, Malan, here it's teaching us, Rav Papa, Delo, that our Mishnah is saying not. That if you're giving ma'afetanur, it's the view of the Chachamim that it's at least 10 chalos or 10 rekikin, not 5 chalos and 5 rekikin. Now the Gemara, Minani, Miliad, we know these laws. The Tanur Rabbanan, again, we have a Braisa. The Braisa says, the verse says, Vehevesa samincha asher yaseh me'ele la'ashem, v'ikrivo ela kohen, v'higisha ela mizbeach. The verse is talking about the mincha, and it says you are to bring the mincha that is to be made out of these for God, bring it to the Kohen, he is to present it to the Mizbeach. So, we learned in a Braisa, Ilu Nemar Ve'Vesa, if it would have said, Ve'Vesa Asher Yaseh, Me'ela La'ashem V'Yikriva La'Kohen V'Yigisha, without the word Ve'Vesa Samincha, just would have said, Ve'Vesa, you will bring what is made. Ha'is Yomer, Ein Lishaton Agasha L'Kometz Bilvad, I would have thought that what has to be presented, that which is going to God, namely the fistful, that's going into the fire. Mincha minayin, how do we know that the entirety of the mincha has to be presented to the southwest corner? Tamalomer, that's what it says, ve'vesa es ha-mincha. Okay. Minchas chote minayin, how do we know that the mincha brought by the sinner also needs to be presented to the southwest corner? Tamalomer, that's what it says, es ha-mincha. Doesn't just say ve'vesa mincha, it says ve'vesa es ha-mincha. The added word es is inclusionary to include even a minchas chote. So the Gemara says, one second. Ve'dinu, ask the Braisa, isn't it logic? Ne'amar hacha minchas chova. We know that minchas chote is an obligation. Ve'ne'amar hacha minchas nedava. And we know that the Pasuk is talking about a minchas nedava when it says it needs to be presented. So ma minchas nedava tu nagasha, just like a minchas nedava has to be presented, ach minchas chova tu nagasha. So wherever the Torah says that you need to bring a mincha, it should also need to be presented. And that should be the source that a minchas chote needs to be presented. I don't need an added verse, es ha mincha. I can just derive it. It's a mincha. Minchas get presented. It should be presented. So the Gemara answers. So the Gemara adds to this question. One second. One second, but the mincha that's a donation needs oil and spices. Whereas minchas chote doesn't need oil and spices. So maybe I'll say that the mincha that's donated, since it needs oil and spices, it has added holiness, therefore it has to be presented also. Whereas the mincha of a sinner, since it doesn't need oil and spices, it has less holiness, it won't need to be presented. So the Gemara says, well, if you wanted to say that, mincha sota tochiach, but what about the mincha of the sota? It doesn't have oil and spices, and it has to be presented. One second, you might say about that, no, but mala mincha sota shekein tuna tnufa, but mincha sota needs to be waived. One second, but minchas nedava tochiach, but the mincha that's donated doesn't need to be waived. So chazer adin, so again, we don't need the verse of esa mincha. I can just do it through a typical derivation. The characteristic of minchas sota, waving, is not like the characteristic of minchas nedava, which doesn't have waving. The characteristic of minchas nedava, shemen and lavona, oil and spices, is not like the characteristic of minchas sota, but the common denominator is that they are menachos, shavu l'kmitza, they need a fistful taken out of them, v'shavu l'agasha, they need to be presented. So afani minchas chote. So then I could say also that the sin offering of the sinner who went into the temple impure, he has to bring a mincha, Shavuot and Lekmitza, since it needs to have a fistful taken out of it, Tishvei and Lagasha. So maybe that should be alone enough reason why it should need presentation. Why do I need the words Esa Mincha? Explains the Gemara. Really, it's not a good derivation. Malat Sada Shavuot Shebehen. If I'm trying to learn it out, it's from the common denominator of Minchas Sota and Minchas Nedava. Both what's true about the common denominator of them, Shekin Hushru Lavu Ba'asher Kibani. They are brought both for the rich and the poor. Whether a person is rich and the situation is sota, or a person is poor and the situation is sota, it's the same karban. The same is true with the minchas nedava, minchas solas. Tomer b'minchas chote, but that's not true about the offering of a sinner who walked into the temple while impure. It can't be brought by the rich. It's only brought by the poor. So I would say maybe it's different, and maybe because it's different, it doesn't need hagasha, it doesn't need presentation, so that's why I needed the words. Tamalomer, esa mincha, I have the word esa minchas to include that minchas chote also needs to be presented to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach.
Which one was for the north, Rabbi? Which mincha was it that they did it on the north side of the Mizbeach? We landed like last week.
The mincha, no, we did the chatas. The chatas and the ola were slaughtered on the north of the Mizbeach.
So there is no mincha on the north. It's always mincha is
southwest. South. It's presented on the southwest.
Southwest.
The bowl is touched to the corner, then taken off, festival taken, etc.
Wouldn't you then have to say that each of those other two have something that distinguishes them, whereas this one has nothing that distinguishes it? Even though it's not the same thing. One has mincha, one has feminine
lavona. Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah. But it, I mean, yeah, it didn't say that. Yeah. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, so now we're deriving the source that the Minchas Omer and the Minchas Sota also need to be presented. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, it says, in regards to the Mincha of the Martashas, Ve'evesa Samincha that we saw before, Ve'evesa Samincha Sher Yaseh Me'ilah La'Hashem V'yikrivo Ala Kohen, since it says ve'evesa, you are to bring, is the rabbis minchas omer la'agasha. That's to include also bringing the minchas omer that also needs to be presented. V'chein omer, that's what it says about the minchas omer. V'aveisem es omer reishes tirchem ala kohen. And the fact that it says v'ikrivan, you'll bring it close. The rabbis minchas sota la'agasha. That's to include even the mincha of the sota, that also has to be presented. V'cheinu Omer, we find with the mincha sota, we have the word v'hikriv, it says v'hikriv osa el ha-mizbeach. He will bring it close to the mizbeach. So now the Gemara is going to go through a similar thing. Why do we really need the pasuk? Couldn't we figure it out with logic? And the Gemara will say, no, we do need the pasuk. V'dinu, one second, can't we figure it out with logic? Right? We say like this, minchas chote shein tuna tnufa, minchas chote doesn't need to be waved. And yet, as we learn from the words esa mincha tuna agasha, it has to be presented to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Minchas sota shetuna tnufa, so the mincha v'sota, which needs to be waved, in din shetuna agasha, certainly has to be presented. So no, minchas chote, maybe there's a difference. Minchas chote shekein ba'achitin, that's something which comes out of wheat, whereas the mincha v'sota comes out of barley. Or minchas omer tochiach. So minchas omer, which comes out of barley, that should be the proof. Because even though it comes from barley, there is presentation. Mala minchas omer, shkein ton shem levona. Yeah, but minchas omer needs oil and spices. Whereas the minchas chote and the minchas sota doesn't. One second, the minchas chote tochiach, but the mincha chote can be approved because it doesn't need spices, and nevertheless, it needs presentation. So that should be the source for minchas sota, because I should say, chazar adin, lo rizek yu izeh, the lo rizek yu izeh, the characteristic of minchas omer is not like the characteristic of minchas chote. Common denominator is, atzad ha-shav ha-shav ha-en, sh-shav ha-lukmitza v'shav ha-agasha, both minchas omer and minchas chote. A fistful has to be taken out, and they have to be presented. Afani yavi minchas sota. So I should derive from the two of them, in combination, that a minchas sota, that since shav salahen lukmitza, in the minchas sota, fistful has to be taken out, tishva lahen la-agasha. So in the minchas sota, there should also be a need for presentation. So the Gemara said, no, malatzad ha-shav ha-shabahen, shkein lehuk shu'la vo-kemach. But both minchas chote and the minchas omer are coming out of solas. They're coming out of fine flour. They're not coming out of kemach, out of raw flour. So maybe that's why they have presentation. Tomer minchas sota, but the minchas sota, shuk shu lavo kemach. That's coming out of a different type of flour. So therefore, I might have said, since it's coming from a different type of flour, it's not like the minchas chote and the minchas omer, and therefore minchas sota, I might think also the same way, it doesn't need solas, it doesn't need to be presented. That's why I needed the verse, hamaloma v'ikriva, that's why I need the verse v'ikriva. V'ikriva, it says v'ikriva in regard to the minchas marcheshes, and it says in regards to minchas sota, v'ikriva sa, so the minchas sota also needs presentation. No.
No?
No, only if it ferments is it chametz. It hasn't fermented.
Oh.
Okay, so that was the view of Rabbi Shimon. Now we have the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, the verse says, Vehei Vesa, and you will bring it. The Rabbos Mincha Sota Lahagasha. That's the source that the Mincha of the Sota has to be presented to the southwest corner. V'cheinu Omer, as the verse says, Ve'evi is karbana aleha, and he will bring her karban upon her. Avo minchas omer, but in regards to the minchas omer, lo tzarich kroi, doesn't need a verse to teach me that it has to be presented. My time, why does he not need a verse? So the Gemara suggests, midina ka'asya, we figure it out through logic. Uma minchas chote she'ina tuna tnufa, the minchas chote doesn't need to be waived. And nevertheless, tuna agash has to be presented. Minchas omer, so the mincha of omer on the second day of Pesach, she'tuna tnufa needs to be waived. Eino din she'tuna agash, certainly it needs to be presented. So Gemara said, but maybe not. Mala minchas chote she'ken ba'achitim, but the minchas chote is brought out of wheat. So therefore, since it's stricter, it has to be presented. Whereas the minchas omer doesn't come out of wheat, so therefore it doesn't have to be presented. So Gemara says, no, but minchas sota tochiach. But to that question, I could tell you the mincha of the sota should be the proof. Because the mincha of the sota comes out of barley. Mala minchas sota shekein ba levar arvon. So you'll say, no, the minchas sota has to go be presented to the corner because it's coming to clarify whether there was a sin. Dimas keres avon hi, and it's about reminder of the sin. And that's why it needs to be presented. Well, if that's the case, minchas chote tochiach. Well, we can say, well, learn from minchas chote, which is not about clarifying whether or not there was a sin, and nevertheless, it has presentation. L'chazer adin. So again, we have now a common denominator. Lo rizek yir izev, lo rizek yir izev. The aspect of minchas chote is not like the aspect of minchas sota. Hatzad hashav hashabahem, the common denominator of them. Shekein shavu l'kmitza v'shavu l'hagasha. Both of them need kmitza and they need presentation. Afani yavi minchas omer. So I'll learn from minchas chote, minchas sota, that the mincha of the omer, since it shavs lehen l'kmitza, since it needs to be a fistful taken from them, tishva lehen l'hagasha, should also need presentation. That's the view of Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Umay parachta. Now, why didn't Rabbi Shimon like this? Why didn't he derive it in this way? Because Rabbi Shimon parachachi. Rabbi Shimon asked in this way. Malatzad hashav hashabahem, but the common denominator of these two, namely minchas chote and minchas sota, shekein mitzuyin. They can happen many times during a year, whereas minchas omer is only going to happen once a year. And Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, no, adarabah. Ha mitzuya tfei, minchas omer is more likely then minchas sota minchas chote. The hanach zimin lo mishkachs leklal, because minchas sota minchas chote is something you'll never do it at all. If there was, you know, thank God a year where there was no sota situations and no sinning situations, you didn't do it at all. Whereas you're always going to have a minchas omer. Says the Gemara. Maybe the word ve'evesa is to tell me something else, that an individual can bring as a minchas nedava from barley, things that weren't mentioned explicitly. The dinu, it would make sense to say that a yachid could bring a minchas nedava from barley. I'll say like this, tzibur, maybe mincha menachitin chova, maybe mincha menasorim chova, af yachid, maybe mincha menachitin nedava, yavi mincha menasorim nedava. I'll say just like the community can bring a mincha out of barley. There it's an obligation, maybe an individual can donate barley the same way you can donate wheat. Tamaloma, that's what the verse says. Eile, einli, ela, eile. Only these types are the ones that a person can bring as a donation and not barley, and therefore ve'evesa is available for the corner. Oh, eino omer eile elalomar reolai mincha. Maybe it's saying the word eile to a person who says, I'm going to bring a mincha. So maybe chamishtan has to bring all five. Tamaloma, that's what the verse says. Me eile, that's to say, ratza achas maybe, if he wants, he can bring even one. Ratza chamishtan maybe, and if he wants, he could bring all five. I'm going to go to the next one.